to Caratrudy's house this summer, not too long ago, and his house was just, we were just watching TV, and he ended up checking out his car, and when he was walking back, I took notice he was looking at something, and I knew right away what he was looking at, because the way he was looking at it. So he said, "Babe." And as soon as he said, "Babe," I knew right away what he was looking at. So I started looking right slow. He was looking at lungs, and then we seen a shadow. Hairs just start sticking when I start looking, cause I've seen it too, but not that long. I seen what he's seen, and goosebumps just started coming everywhere. Even in every room I went to, I start even going like this. If my hair was going to stand, every room I went to, I start going. Then it started. Hairs was just standing on my back of my hair. And we went to Malia's, went to talk to her, and we went to talk to Dad. And Dad started explaining to me. He started saying to Tom, "You're only going to see it once." Because those days, olden days, like before there was any missionaries that came here, the Inuks only believed in the Angakuks. Like, we didn't know nothing about Moravians. He started explaining to us that olden days there used to be, they didn't believe in God, they didn't believe in stuff like that. So there's a lot of souls around that's haunting the place. So when he made us understand, we went back over to Joshua's and nothing, it was gone. Like, I was here this person standing. About 2 weeks ago, I was in Friendship Center, and there was me and this girl from Hopedale. There's two of us who were sitting in the middle of the table. When you goes to eat, we was just sitting, and the other girl that's on wheelchair, she was from Hopedale. Yeah. She went something like, "We was eating, we didn't think nothing of it." The two workers, the cook and the helper, they were right in the, like, there's no way in the world they can go fast. I mean, where the window is, coming in from the kitchen, and there's a few people there from Natashish. And we were just eating, just talking, and she just looked, and she went like this, and she went like this again, like twice, and I looked at her, and I knew right away what she's seen, and I looked, we seen a shadow. It was a mist, but it was gray, like it just come from the hallway, and it moved, and it went straight to the wall, and we had fright. Even the lady from Natasha, she's seen it. She goosebumps went all over us in the kitchen. It was like after 12 happened. So the janitors and the people in the kitchen was telling us it's haunted here. We always seen these shadows in the kitchen. See, there's a lot of stories, but we don't want to tell them because we don't want to scare you. That's what they started saying.
Me and Michelle, when we had to go up one evening to clean, we had no cleaner. And in the big room, we start down in where the windows are, and that's where the radio is. To turn on music on, Mish, she said, "Yeah." We start walking toward the radio, start turning on by itself, and the volume starts going all the way up. Like, "Oh my God." Like, don't think nothing.
When I was 14 or 15 years old too, it was all gone bed. I think it was like a Sunday night. And we were all watching movies up in the room, and my dad, my mom was already sleeping on the couch, and my dad was sleeping on the mattress watching TV, and gone bed, gone to sleep too. And I went down to bed off the couch with my mom, and I could hear something in the living room next to it, like on the wall. And just to get back to Hayes again, and I won't ever see it ever again in my life, because I saw my dad. I don't know if he was dreaming. I saw my dad on the hallway wall. I don't know if he was dreaming or if he had a Hague or what, but it was freaky. And I bawled my mom's name loud as I can, and my mom got up right back off the couch and said, "Mom," I said, "when we came up, or what's going on?" Because I saw my dad going on literally like on the wall. And it was Ray freaking!
Oh my God. 2-3 months ago too, I remember only me and Joshua was home. The cat was out, the dog was out. Joshua was gone to sleep, and I was getting tired, but I was still wanted to be on my iPod, and we were in the first room, and then I started hearing creeping, but it was like somebody was dragging themselves coming towards the room, and only me was up, Joshua was sleeping, and I heard it getting closer and faster, like trying to drag itself faster, and I started going like that, "Honey, honey, honey, wake up, wake up."
wake up, like, wake up. He wouldn't wake up for nothing. I was bawling. I was shaking him right hard. He wouldn't move. He wouldn't wake up. And it started getting louder and louder, and I could hear it turning around the corner. And I was very scared. I was surprised. He still wouldn't wake up. And I heard it getting close. Oh my God, I freaked out. I just ended up, as fast as I could, turn on my iPod, put on my music, put my headphones and turn it full blast, covered myself right there, shaking, holding it. I fell asleep. But oh my God, I could still hear it. It was like somebody dragging himself faster and faster. It was freaking me right out, and he would not wake up. That's why I'm thinking, they can do that, like make the people.
It really do happen, like
make them sleep. Make they them won't. Sleep. You won't wake up. They could. You could be kicking them, punching them, anything. They don't wake up. That's what I'm thinking happened with Joshua, cause he don't remember nothing. I was shaking as hard as I could. I was bawling as hard as I could, and he wouldn't wake up. Yeah, that freaked me out. I couldn't go. At the end of it, I went over him and went in the inside, cause I usually sleep on the outside of the bed. Made him sleep on the outside just in case something happens, they could take his.
We were all having a staff meeting about 2 or 3 years ago. We were all in the small room because I didn't want to go down in the big room. And somebody asked how to use the phone. So Michelle gets up, shows them how. And usually when you pick up the phone, if you press one of the lines that's already in use, it tells you which room it's being used in. We were in home room 4, so that would show up on the phone. And Michelle was like, this is to page, this is to hold, this is to hang up. And she says, if the phone rings and it's for you, then all you gotta do is put it on hold and page, say, line whatever, line 1 or 2. And she said, like, so she shows me how it's like this, puts it on hold, and somebody picks up from one of the rooms. All of us was in the small room, somebody picked up from down in the big room. We all got afraid. I was like, oh my God. And it's like, no.
2 or 3 months ago, I wanted to sleep in the living room, watch movies and go sleep in the living room, so I put their mattress by the couch, and I fell asleep, and then I woke up, must have been 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. I heard my dog growling, and it woke me up, so I kept hearing it. I went to the bathroom, used the bathroom, and I could still hear, I thought it was the dog only growling. So I decided to go for a smoke. I was still half sleeping, walking very slow out to the front door. Did my smoke, opened the door. My dog was outside on the steps. It took me a couple of seconds to realize that wasn't my dog growling at me when I was in the apartment. My room is in the last room, Bindi's room is the middle room, Isha's room is the first room. And I was in the living room and I thought our dog was in Bindi's room. That's where I heard it coming from.
Haunted?
Yeah. Yeah, thinks there's a grave under the house. No, she told me there was a young girl buried behind our apartment. Mm-hmm. And the reason why all the kids from Scurvy's to by Lorraine's house sees that black figure is because there's a man buried in the middle of the street in front of our apartment.
Oh. Did you say there was a girl buried around there or something?
Behind our apartment.
Because when Violet and Johnny was in the apartment where Conrad is now, there was me, Violet, and the boys, Abraha, Andrew. It was in the nighttime. Me and Violet was watching a movie in the living room. We had all the lights off, and the boys was in the room sleeping. And me and Violet was just watching a movie. It was kind of late, so it was almost just about falling asleep. And then, like, Johnny was in the last room by the back door, and he was in the last room. All the lights were off. He was just lying down, and then out of nowhere, he just came out of the room and, like, he just casually said, "Sika, seeing that girl in the corner, boy?" And he said, the girl in the corner was wearing a white gown and had long black hair. And so we invited the guy really scared. We tried to get the boys ready to run. And then, I don't know if it's true, but he said to us, if we run out, there's going to be a cop and a baby following us. But he said to us, you can see now a girl in the corner.
Because Pookie, I think it was Pookie, saw a little girl in our apartment when she was small. She was playing in our room, and then she came out crying. She was screaming, screeching. I said, what's wrong, Pook, what's wrong? That little girl, I said, well, little girl, where is she?
She said, she's up there. She pointed to the ceiling. I said, where? She said, she crawled under the door. And crawling on the door, coming towards on the ceiling. I grabbed the Bible right fast and start reading. I read for a couple of minutes until she calmed down. I didn't know what else to do. I was scared to bawl at it because I might get bawled back. I don't know how many times you try to get our apartment blessed, and it do work, only for a little bit though, but then it gets right ugly again. My daughter Desiree too, I always wonder why she always walks sleep, and she never made it to the door, and that was like 3 years ago. I want all these electronics. She used to walk sleep a lot. She used to wake up and she'd say, Nani kuma. She'd go like that. She's always say that. So one time I want all these electronics, and I got tired of her walk sleeping, so one time I had one camera on her and the other camera going to the door where I could see going towards the door because she used to always walk sleep. And one time I recorded her because in every recording in that house there's lots of orbs. There's full of orbs. You could see her, she's sleeping, and the orbs are coming in through the wall. They're small first. And there's a lot of them, they're flying around everywhere, and there's big ones coming in, and she's sleeping. And you could see them going all around her, and there's one big old one goes to her head, and she goes, she's sleeping, and she gets up like this, and she's sitting like this, and you could see all the orbs, small ones coming in, flying around her, and big ones coming in. And she's like this, and one big orb goes out of her head, and another one comes out from the back of her and goes to her head, and she goes like this, and she stands up, and she's standing, and you can see the orbs just all around her, circling around her, big ones. And she's starting to walk. She goes to the door, and she's walking, and she stops, and you can see in the camera, in the other camera, all the orbs are vanished. No more, and she gets up and she goes, Nani kuma. She's always say that, Nani kuma.
How old was she?
She's 9 years old. Mm-hmm. She's 14 now.
What does that mean, Nani kuma?
Where am I? Mm-hmm. She's always say that. Lots of orbs. Like one time in our house, there's a girl, young girl, she come from Putra. She was supposed to go to Montreal that day, but she didn't, so she came over to the house, and it was in the morning, and she was, before she left to go to Kutrat, I had lots of pork chops cooking, and I was frying them, and they were finished, and so I put them down, and we was just watching TV, and my son Peter was in the room, and all of a sudden, the pork chops, like somebody took them and pew, banged them, and all pork chops went off, like we jumped, and she said, Peter, leave. She was like that, and Peter starts running over. She thought that was Peter, went right there, but it wasn't him. And I said, don't get scared. There's funny things happening in this house. She started getting scared. She started getting uncomfy, like she wasn't like welcome in there. So she left right away, but I wasn't scared. So right after she left, like I didn't have no internet, nothing. I never paid. I mean, that week, so my internet was cut off. I didn't have no internet, and there's two people coming to me. But before they got in the house, when they knew I didn't have no internet, they shut off their internet. And they came in to visit. They were sitting down. I was sitting on that couch, and they were sitting on the table. They were far away, and Portugy ended up putting his iPod in the middle of my table. That was the same day that pork chops went banged, and on the floor, they were everywhere. And Portugy and his girlfriend came over. Then the iPod was on the table, and like I didn't think nothing of them. And our iPod comes on, music full blast, and he goes, "Hey, at the day," he was like kind of mad, like mad at her. "Hey, at the nita," like she would say, "says no, you touch it." "No, I didn't touch it. You see, I didn't touch it." I said, "Hey, don't get mad." There's funny things happening in this house. I know she never touched it. I just said that to them. There's weird old things happens in my house too. Like one time my son, he's 5 years old. In the bathroom, there's big old mirror. There's a big mirror, and on the side there's my washer and dryer.
my son, he starts smiling and he's looking, he's going like this and he's getting very mad at me. He says, Anana, hi, I goes over and he says, Unatakoye, do you see that? Do you see him? Unatakoye? And I says, wow. And I goes like this, Tsunami, what? And saying to him, why are you looking at him? He's getting mad at me. He's getting really mad at me because I'm not seeing what he's seeing. He's talking to me in Inuktitut saying, you don't see him. He's saying, you don't see him, the little boy. You don't see him. I says, where is he? And he goes, my washer. And he says, he's... Mani, like he can't see him there, but he could see him in the mirror, because the mirror was right behind. And he's getting really mad at me because I don't see what he's seeing. Like he wants to play. I don't want to play with him. He's only saying that to me. He says, he's getting really angry with me because I'm not seeing what he's seeing. So I pretend, takuya. Like I says, I see him. That's the only way to calm him down. He got kind of mad, like, because I wouldn't see what he was seeing. He was saying he was seeing a little boy on top of the washer. I know it's because they're building houses, and they don't know where the graves are, because George Weir was supposed to be crossed. The George Weir now, they told me, the elders was telling me that it was Innu place. Like barons, they're Innu, but they lost their language, so they're Inuks. It used to be Alak's place before, till the Inuks took over. So this way, they don't know where all the graves used to be buried. So it was Innu before Inuks started going there, because Inuks were mostly across, and it was called Ikalewusit Selak or something, and they changed it to George Weir. Akilisa. It was called that first, and they changed.
Lorraine told me this. Me and Billy was gone out one afternoon. It was just Lorraine, Ryan, and Ryan. First room, Ryan, and Ryan was in the second room. And Billy had the third room. And Ryder was sleeping in his crib. He was only a little baby. And and Ryan was out in the living room watching TV, and then they heard him start screaming, crying right here, so he ran in right fast. Ryder's legs was held between the bars of his print.
Okay, now I remember.
And they saw handprints on his legs. You end up getting them dressed right fast. They end up going daddy's after that. How many times you went to daddy's because of stuff we saw in the apartment?
We're all over there with that
apartment. We found the apartment. That's when we moved in there, when Billy was small.
Like Chrissy Choi, I wasn't a believer in ghosts either until it happened to me. I was about 12 or 13 years old, and I used to hang around Suzanne a lot, and she was still alive. Anyway, I was sleeping over to her house that weekend, and we were going to go off the next day with Uncle Jerry and Kate. And Suzanne went down to bed, so me and Russell slept out in the living room on the floor in sleeping bags, two separate sleeping bags. I was in one, and Russell was on the other one, in the other one. There was couch here and couch here, and the table and the chair was in the kitchen. Anyway, we were watching a movie. The movie finished. Russell was only like 7 or something. And he went to sleep on me. And I was still up by myself. And Suzanne and Jerry was already on bed. And the tap was on, like in the kitchen, like in the wintertime. And I could hear that tap only going, like still running, like so it went crazy. Anyway, they went, I went to sleep on me. And I started hearing stuff. I start sweating my heart in the sleeping bag. Get over it like for real. And then I could start to hear the chair coming out of that. Like the chair start, like you could hear it coming out from the table. And then I was sweating even harder after that. I was trying to wake up Russell, like, and he was sleeping really hard, very, very, very hard. Like, you know, it's like some kids can go sleep really hard. Or just shrug you off that he was doing anyway, but